This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity. In his remarks during bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Mr. Modi said many Canadian companies have investments in India and vice versa. He said it looks forward to taking India-Canada relations forward.
भारत और कनाडा के संबंध अनेक प्रकार से बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है. कनाडा की अनेक कंपनियों का भारत में निवेश है. भारत के लोगों का भी कनाडा की धरती पर बहुत बड़ा निवेश है. लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को समर्पित कनाडा और भारत मिलकर के लोकतंत्र को मजबूत करना होगा, मानवता को मजबूत करना होगा, हमारे रिसोर्सेज का ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन कर करके मानव जात के कल्याण के काम में कैसे ला सकते हैं, उस दिशा में हम प्रयास करते रहेंगे.
In his remarks on social media posts, Mr. Carney said that India's regular participation in G7 summit is a testament to the importance of India and Prime Minister Modi.
Coming to the G7, I believe, and it's a testament to the importance of your country, to your leadership, and to the importance of the issues that we look to tackle together, from energy security, from the energy transition that you're helping to lead, to the future of artificial intelligence, to the fight that we have against terrorism, and the work that we can do together.
On the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia today. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral discussions with Croatia Prime Minister Andrej Plenković and meet President Zoran Milanović. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to Croatia, Arun Goel said, Mr. Modi's visit to Croatia will underscore India's commitment to further strengthening its engagement with partners in the European Union.
Visit by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is a huge thing because it's putting Croatia on the global map. So this is the first visit to Balkans that now India is focusing on Balkans in its foreign policy. So the whole region gets a big boost with this visit. The bonding which is likely to develop between the two prime ministers and resultantly amongst the people of two countries. So this is going to put our relations in all spheres on a different trajectory, the fruits of which will be visible in the decades to come.
Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian embassy in Tel Aviv advised Indian nationals to avail land border crossing. The embassy has asked Indian citizens staying in Israel to register with the mission. Israel's military has confirmed the killing of Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an airstrike on a command center in Tehran. Shadmani recently assumed leadership of Iran's Khatam al-Anbiya central headquarters following the death of his predecessor during Israel's initial offensive on Friday. The Director General of Civil Aviation reviewed operations of Air India and Air India Express in a high-level meeting held in New Delhi yesterday. The Directorate raised concerns regarding recent maintenance-related issues reported by Air India. The airline was advised to strengthen internal coordination across engineering, operations, ground handling units and ensure availability of adequate spares to mitigate passenger delays resulting from such issues and strictly adhere to regulations. The Hockey India Masters Cup for men and women kicks off today in Chennai. This 10-day tournament features men over 40 age group and women over 35. 12 men's team and 8 women's teams are taking part in the event. There will be group matches followed by the knockout stage and finals. In the women's opening matches, Himachal Pradesh will play Maharashtra, followed by Karnataka versus Kerala in the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium. In the men's opening game, Punjab will face Puducherry at the same venue. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.